there out in internet land. Welcome to Daily-ish for Tuesday, November 4th, 2014. Today is, it's 3 degrees outside. It's if you don't live in a place where it goes from being 30 degrees one month and minus 30 the next month, there's kind of this acclimatization. I don't know if that's a word. Somebody could Google that for me. That happens to your body, that you kind of slowly get used to it. But in the in-between phase, it just feels really cold and frustrating. And you just want to be either really cold or really warm, but nothing in between. Not that I want snow and not that I want minus 30, but kind of just like once winter has been teased enough, you just kind of want it to happen already. Stop with the teasing, winter. But don't stop. There's something happening in the life and times of your humble podcaster friend here in the weeks to come that is worth mentioning and discussing on this show, because I feel like it may affect us all. Well, it won't affect you. It might affect how many episodes of the show you might hear or not in the coming weeks. So what's happening is that, a few things are happening. First of all, my wife and I were invited to a big birthday party for my wife's sister, who lives in Australia. It's her birthday, and she's having a big birthday party bash. She probably doesn't care about saying her age. I'm just being silly, but she turned 40, and so she's having. We got the Facebook invite to that party. I said right away, I was like, for sure we're going. Of course. Why wouldn't we go to her 40th party? It's in Australia, but of course we're going to go. So right away, I confirmed on Facebook, yep, I'll be there. And then I was going to talk to my wife and figure out details of planes or buses or boats or whatever you take to get to Australia. And shortly thereafter, my wife's family, parents, came to her with a proposal of sending her to Australia to surprise, well, not really surprise, she knows she's coming, but to go visit her sister and be a part of the 40th birthday party for her sister, which I sat with bated anticipation and breath saying, waiting for my invite to come along, since I had already said, okay, I'm coming on Facebook. I assume that that's kind of all you needed to do for these things to happen this way. But no, it's just my wife is going. So, which leaves me here in the cold, like I mentioned, it's getting colder. In the cold for a couple weeks, along with three little humans that also happen to live in our house. You might think of them as roommates. Some people call them kids. So probably more towards the kids line. They're 7, 4, and 2. So, you know, they won't be taking care of themselves explicitly. And, you know, just in a roommate situation where you'd be annoyed that they might be watching TV, a show that you don't want to watch or whatever, you know, drinking your milk or whatever, that kind of stuff, tend to be a little more high maintenance than your average roommate. So, which leads me to this podcast may or may not have as quite as many episodes. Or, you know what, it might have like way more episodes because I'll just be like, screw it, you guys you're doing this with me. We're podcasting together for 2 weeks, every day, all day, and that's how we're going to survive. So in all seriousness, it's awesome. I'm happy that Sue gets to go. You've heard her talk on this show, mainly about Survivor, but she also has a great relationship with her sister. I'm super pumped that she gets to go over there and hang out. My Lost and Lemon co-host and brother-in-law will also be over there, of course, because he's married to her sister, and hanging out. And so maybe we'll do an episode of Lost in Lemon where she's over there and tuning in or recording that way. Who knows? We'll see. Excitement abounds as we anticipate this thing. So it's not for, she doesn't leave for another week and a bit, week and a half. But of course, preparations are underway for there's a lot of talk about how is Chris going to handle this? Are the kids going to survive? What will they do? What will they eat? Will the whole house be bathed in poop when Sue comes back? All those questions are being asked, and nobody seems to have any answers. So, but actually, in actuality, it'll be fine. Sue's parents have offer to help with, and I'm sure my parents are around and will help, and there's friends and family, et cetera. The funny thing is, when I went away last year, just, you know, around this time in September, for about a week and change, there wasn't too much concern for Sue and the three little, you know, roommates that she had living with her. Definitely not as much concern about what they might eat to survive in my absence for some reason. And it just so happens in our household that Sue does a lot of the cooking, and I don't do as much of the cooking aside from stir fry, macaroni and cheese, grilled cheese, cheese and crackers, and just a slab of cheese. So we'll see. We'll stock up on cheese and stock up on milk and cereal. And there's things being thrown in the freezer for preparation for me to use and pull out of the freezer if I remember where they are and what they are when they're frozen. I'm thinking of starting an Evernote database of food that says around the house, stashed around the house, so I can remember what's there, where it is, and how to use it. It's through my own ineptitude and busyness and sort of laziness that I'm as incompetent as I am in the kitchen, but we will survive. So you can send happy thoughts. You can support my Patreon page. I should put up a special like pleading video for my kids saying, please help my daddy because he's not feeding us anything or something. And more to come from what may or may not transpire. It'll probably end up being just a normal 2 weeks, he says, with much dread and fear in his voice. Thanks for listening. I'm iChris on Twitter. This episode of Dailyish has been brought to you by Campaign Monitor for sending out amazing email newsletters using their amazing template, which you can see at canvas.cm. And also a new sponsor this month, Mandrill, which you can check out at mandrillapp.com. Use coupon code GOODSTUFF to get 50,000 free emails to send from your web app of choice, your WordPress installation. I use them all the time on my clients' websites, Mandrill, for sending emails so I know that they're going to get out there, get sent, and get received properly. So my thanks to Campaign Monitor and Mandrill for sponsoring Good Stuff and Dailyish. Have a great day.